to see what do we want to cover. We want to, the key thing is, I mean, next Tuesday there's a hackathon session. And do you and Till have a plan yet?
Well, the plan for a while now was to do Federation, the Federation. And Mike, are you available?
Yeah, I should be.
But the hackathon is hands-on. I mean, what do we do hands-on on Federation?
Yeah.
It's unlike, it's not a presentation or anything. What can or could we be doing? Go down to purple number 41WY.
Right.
Yeah, those three things were exchanged on email. But only Till responded. Ken, you didn't. Till suggested 1 and 2. That was for a few weeks ago, not this session. Till suggested A and B. I suggested C. And then at that time we concluded it'll be C, but then we decided to cancel and postpone the session because C wasn't even viable. So now if you refresh, I have A, B, C, and D. I added Federation in there as well. And Till has been extremely busy.
Yeah.
He obviously got a new posting at Magdeburg, but still has an old posting at Bremen, and he travels back and forth like every day or a few times a week or something. So, he even has to make exceptions for meetings that he chairs himself. So I don't know. I mean, you have to find out. And of course, we are getting close to the ontology summit already. This could well be the last or towards the last of the meetings we have if we follow last year's practice and put the full force of the OOR team to support the ontology summit, which would be definitely worthwhile this year, especially. The last of the hackathons is important. I still hope we could do C, because we promise if you go up on to 41WB, we promised to do three things so that after we do these three things, then we can do pretty much fairly independent OOR technology development. So it's like we can go fairly independently with some sort of baseline, those three baselines, the APIs, the metadata, and the gatekeeping. But right now, we may have an API or may workable, but it's not proven that it's workable or working, or we have anything to show that it works. But at least, and that's the furthest along. We have talked about metadata, but we actually don't have a mechanism in any of the repositories to host or tweak or extend the metadata of choice. And then we definitely still don't have a gatekeeper.
Well, I gave all of the gatekeeping software that I had to Till some time ago.
Right. And are you expecting him to develop? Or does he know that he will be developing?
Well, he did incorporate the API into his API, so it seems like, you know, the intention is that they're going to include gatekeeping. Something that is much more difficult for us to do because we're using BioPortal. One of the reasons it's difficult for metadata to be easily incorporated is that the UI is so, you know, mixed up with metadata. Would you agree, Mike?
Yeah, although I was actually wondering, with the move to the triple store, I thought BioPortal was actually using OMV more internally as well.
Right, they're moving in that direction.
No, but they were supposed to be already in there, but I don't think they did. But I, of course, I don't know. I don't read their code. So is there a mechanism that, I mean, the whole OMV is sitting in there? Maybe they've extended it. They have truncated a few things.
Yeah, I haven't looked at their code to see how that works. For one thing, we're using an old version of BioPortal.
Right. Yeah, and they are sort of threatening a new version anytime soon. And oh, by the way, the SoCouple OR is dead again.
Oh, okay.
Same thing, and I obviously don't know why. The other three instances are still going.
Till has been mirroring the SoCop ontologies. This, I think, it's a good example, maybe a starting point for thinking about federation. I mean, you basically have the, you know, two instances, you know, onto Hub, and we have, you know, the SoCop. And we would like to federate those ontologies, right, so that both of them have access to those same ontologies. The difficulties that Till has encountered in trying to do this, so at least, I don't know if it's really difficulties, but just, you know, the experience of doing the mirroring might be an indication of what has to be done in order to have a real workable federation capability, you know, and as you can, the fact that SoCop is going down is an indication of just how important the federation capability is. So if one instance goes down, then the other instances would still have the availability of the ontologies.
Mike, I'm sure you are on the OOR support list, right? The BioPortal. Whatever ontology support.
I think so, yes. Uh-huh.
List. Are you on that, Ken?
Not BioPortal, no.
Okay. But then, Mike, you might have noticed other people are sort of coming down with similar, not a lot of people, but some are seeing similar sort of errors, where the front end is not reaching the back end, and it just says, sorry, can't see the back end or something.
Hmm. Did
you notice those messages? At least in the last few weeks, at least two or three different instances where, of course, I mean, this is a very general statement, which says, we're sorry, but something has gone wrong. We have been notified of this error.
Maybe another list. I hadn't seen that, but I don't always read everything. I don't look them on either.
Right, there were at least two or three instances of that. They came back and they said they fixed it, and they said, no, you haven't fixed it, and then they said, oh, yeah, right, you're right, and then now it's fixed, and so on.
Was this with BioPortal itself, or was this with...
It was with BioPortal itself. With BioPortal itself.
Okay.
Which makes me think that maybe there's some ontology that calls something at Stanford and it's not available or something, and it breaks. But I totally don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And if the three of us, I mean, luckily it's the three of us, because if anybody, the three of us are supposed to maintain this instance, we don't even know where to start.
Mm-hmm. So,
I did,
Go ahead.
I did do some work on the, this, observation and measurement ontology to try to see what was going wrong with that one. And it's one of the imported ontologies. Not the main one, but an imported one that was causing the difficulties. And I don't really know what we can do about that.
Right, that probably is like the protege 3.x versus 4.x errors, right?
Yeah, Ken, how big is the import ontology, do you remember?
I could check on that, but yeah, what I did is basically just, you know, ran it to get the first error, and I saw that it was an imported ontology, so then I tried just doing that ontology.
Mm-hmm.
And got all kinds of problems with that one.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't like it was just, you know, it wasn't like I could just not import that ontology, because the fact is that the other imports also import that same ontology, so it's used extensively among the imported ontologies, even if it's not used very much in O&M. I think it's maybe one place where it uses it. But the other imported ontologies are all interconnected, and they heavily use each other. So it's not like it's something you can easily deal with.
Were you able to put it into other tools like Protege 4?
Protege 4. I don't have Protege 4. I need to get that. I'm using 3.5, I think.
Okay.
That's actually more BioPortal friendly. 3.x
right.
is more BioPortal friendly. 4.x,
right.
Yeah, it presents all sorts of compatibility issues.
4 point, or wait a minute, it's 4.3?
I'm not sure what the current number is, but no, Peter's right that the 3 series is more BioPortal, you know, it's basically the code base that BioPortal is using, but if it loads successfully in 4, then that might either be indicative of a problem, or it might actually, you know, point to what the problem is. I'm just thinking of other tools that might help expose a problem. And
mm-hmm.
Operator so to be the other, be the other.
Yeah, we were actually reviewing topics, so the real urgent thing is, what do we do for next week, and two, whether we decide to sort of hold off further activities and divert all our forces to support Ontology Summit 2014. So these two are the main decision points. Until it's not
well,
here.
I mean, if you want to think in terms of the, of something we can do rather than just, you know, speculate about APIs.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this, the, you know, the, trying to track down the problems with SOCOM, would be one. Another one is, you know, trying to understand the difficulties with that, observation and measurement, which, I mean, I checked it with, what's this tool? There's a verifier, an online verifier for, owl ontologies, and it's perfect for that. Observation and measurement is definitely a, has no problems in terms of being an owl two ontology. If I verify that, using this online verifier. But, you know, I have difficulty with that with Protégé 3.5.
Right. In Canada, I recall you actually getting a Java pointer, a Java exception of some sort, right? A class cast.
It's some sort of class cast exception.
Yeah.
Something like that. It's, but it, when I run it directly with Protégé, I get a different class cast exception than the one that I get when I run it on SOCOP.
Okay.
The SOCOP instance. But I don't know.
Yeah, that sounds really good, actually. This sounds really good. I put it on chat. So F has to come after E because you don't even have the ONM instance or there's no repository to upload it and see the passing error on until you fix the so-called OOR, right?
Well,
unless you want to upload it to a different instance, the sandbox or the test instance or something.
Right. We have other instances where we can test these things. So.
Right. That's good. So if we do this, if Till and team shows up, that's great. I mean, they probably know the internals of BioPortal quite well now. If they don't show up, at least you and Mike has intimate knowledge and could definitely, make a meaningful session out of next Tuesday.
Yeah, I think that could be quite helpful.
Yes, yes. But still,
a real hackathon.
This hackathon is a real hackathon. And you remember last meeting I suggested, I mean, that we should start thinking who's going to host the next, BioPortal/OOR VM. This, now that I'm trying to face down the activities, I probably won't be supporting the stand up of the next revision level. And the next revision level is so different and I guess so drastically different from whatever we have. We have, I think, version 0.4, which is like 3 or 4 levels below where BioPortal is running now.
Mm-hmm.
So any thoughts?
What did the SOCOP people, were there any consensus among them about how they wanted to proceed with their instance?
I'll
I mean, they're aware of this issue.
Yeah, I think most of us were grateful that Till offered to host it at on their instance. So it sounds like that's probably the most likely outcome.
Yeah, that was my impression too. I wanted to verify that. So,
by the way, it might be or not on the chat quite yet. So.
Let's see, I was. I'm actually trying to do this on my phone rather than on my
don't worry.
Computer. So.
Don't worry.
Let's
see.
Maybe it lost.
So if SOCOP is hosted on OntoHub, do we still want to run a BioPortal version of OOR? Or not do we want, but are we still able to run? Would you host
it possible
at Northeastern or DBN or get some funding to run it on Amazon Cloud? I personally suggest doing it on the Amazon Cloud because more and more of the people who get the BioPortal image are actually doing it on AWS, and they do distribute an AWS image. And because more people are on there, at least there will be more support, or at least community support on it.
Now, the issue there is getting the funding. Who would pay for that? A university is certainly not in a position to do that.
Hmm. Mike, do you know if the SOCOP people are pursuing funding, further funding?
There's been some talk about some a proposal into EarthCube, but that's really early stages at this point.
Hmm. But I mean, given the fact that they've actually did quite a bit of good work, getting funded shouldn't be that difficult.
Well, I think it's you're sort of back in the hopper with the general NSF competitive review process. So,
mm-hmm.
Which I don't know, Ken has probably the better idea, but I think the normal overall funding rate is about 10% for proposal.
Mm. 11.
Yeah, 10. It's not just that.
Yeah.
The difficulty is that there's a lot less interest in general with infrastructure development than in sort of new work. So you know, it's unrealistic to say, you know, oh, well, we should try it. We have a 10% chance. In fact, I would say it's a good deal less than 10% simply because there's this sort of automatic bias against infrastructure in for sort of new initiatives, which is kind of weird because, you know, you develop a new initiative, and then, or you develop some new software or some new idea, the funding ends, and they're not interested in pursuing it, so it just, you know, it ceases to be useful. You know, it's not no longer available.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a total waste. I mean, why did you bother to fund it in the first place if you weren't intending to continue to support it? And you see that over and over again. I mean, I see this in a lot of work that people do, you know, and after it's over, you know, you then ask the people, well, can I get what you know, all the stuff that you published? And said, oh, no, it's all gone. And we threw it away at the end of the project.
Yeah.
Like, well, you know, what a waste, you know.
Websites go dark.
That's it.
Yeah.
Huh?
Websites go dark.
All the things. Mm-hmm. Oh, excuse me? Mike?
Oh, I was just saying websites go dark. at the end of the
I looked around for, you know, there were a number of verifiers and consistency checkers that were, you know, funded by the, by DARPA.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like they're all gone. Nobody supports them anymore.
WCC may still have one, but, I think Manchester has one, I think.
I think the Manchester one, there's one that I went to look at and it was gone.
Hmm.
And it was not maintained anymore.
Hmm.
So that's just sort of the tip of the iceberg. I mean, there's so many other things where, you know, you look at these papers and if it's even 5 years old, you can pretty much figure it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's going to be maintaining it anymore and you can't get the software and, you know, nobody's going to talk to you about it anymore either. Because
mm-hmm.
the team is gone, you know, the team is broken up.
Right.
So, you know, this
guy has graduated.
Yeah, it's because, you know, the NSF is just biased toward this sort of thing. And but they get a lot of papers, but then, you know, and you can read the paper, but then when you see, you know, okay, you developed a system, then you ask, is the system still around? And the answer is no. So all that effort just, you know, was thrown away. But that, you know, I've seen that a lot, and they have this huge bias against any sort of long-term support for infrastructure, or for short-term support even for that matter. So, the place to look more than anything else is the groups that are actually using the infrastructure. And see if they can contribute something. If you can get the whole community to, you know, basically collectively decide, well, this is something we need and we are going to come up with a way of somehow supporting it. If Till shows up at the hackathon, it would be nice if he could at least briefly tell us his experience with mirroring the SOCOP ontologies.
Okay. I think you typed that onto the chat. Yeah. Since mm-hmm. we still are running that. But you're going to connect up with him offline too, right? To prepare for that session.
Yeah.
So
right.
Can you send me the session details so that I can create the page for it?
Right.
So Peter, are you able to restart the SOCOP instance?
Oh, I will, I guess. That's the only thing I know how.
Yeah.
I will try to restart it and see if it restarts properly.
Okay.
If it doesn't, then I'll try to sort of restore the image. Okay, so the other thing we want to discuss is now that we know the theme for the next summit, which is applied ontology meets semantic web and big data. And if you look at the posts that Michael released yesterday, there are specific things that ontology repositories will have a role in. So I guess I would propose we stop after the next Tuesday session, or we stop after this, or we have one more session after next Tuesday, and then we stop, because by then the Tuesday would be New Year, the Christmas Eve anyway, and all the way until after this Ontology Summit is over, and we resume in May 2014. So I guess the question is, should we have one more session on 17th? I actually would have wished that we could accomplish those three things that we said we were going to finish in 3 months, but looks like, except for the API, the other thing is the GUI and the metadata isn't going to be in place. Unless it's in place on OntoHub, then OntoHub can do it totally without the rest of the OR team. So it's not a team effort, it's an OntoHub effort. So what do you guys think?
I think I'd be inclined to stop after next Tuesday, unless there's, you know, some carryover from that meeting that kind of motivates another one.
Right, yeah. One more meeting isn't going to take us anywhere. Right? I tend to agree with you. Actually, I mean, secretly, I mean, I was quite worried, not just now, but for the last 6 months or so, whether OR is sustainable. I mean, if you look at the meeting records, we keep on meeting with like 3 or 4 or 5 people, and that's not the type of momentum that would carry the project a long way. I'm sure OntoHub will sustain and Colori will sustain, if Till and Michael gets funded, I mean, in the tenured position they're in, And if you notice, there's a closer merger of the Colori effort with the OntoHub effort too, which I guess is much more meaningful than Colori and BioPortal OOR, BioPortal based OOR, because we don't even speak different languages, at least OntoHub partially speaks common logic.
Well, OntoHub very much speaks common
logic. Right. I mean, it's a core thing. I mean, that they speak multiple languages. So,
actually,
go ahead.
I had a different question. Does OntoHub support, creating another OntoHub instance? I mean, do they have the capability for, say, us to have a kind of OOR based on OntoHub software?
Supposedly.
In practice, has it actually been done? Are they at the stage where they could do something like that? We could do something like that?
So you mean distribute an image or distribute the code that other people can run an instance? Is that what you mean?
Yeah. In other words, Data OR on OntaHub rather than on BioPortal.
That's an interesting idea. And you know, if they're sort of on the cusp of that, you know, probably getting some feedback and from somebody trying to do that would be helpful.
They are definitely going to run multiple instances themselves. If you look at Till's plan, he talked about Space Portal and something else portal. So that he has had a few names, like Geo Portal or Space Portal, maybe Geo Portal is on 6. He talked about a few sort of different portals, each being a sort of OR on its own. And he is very much bought into the whole OOR idea because, one, he's calling it on top OOR. He is using the OOR logo. He uses the architecture, tries to sort of, follow the architecture number 3. He used the API. So possibly, I mean, the sort of transfiguration of OR would be sort of OntoHub centric.
So okay.
Maybe we could have one more meeting to more clearly define this idea before we go into the suspension mode, so that at least when we move on, we have that at the back of our minds.
Yeah, I mean, that might you might want to sort of ping Till privately, kind of about the current state of, you know, someone else using the software. Because them hosting multiple instances is a lot easier potentially than, you know, supporting somebody else, you know, hosting an instance.
Yeah, the only major thing that they are different from what we've been trying to do is on this choice of IPR license. Of course, we at OR said that we wanted to develop code under the most open license, which is the simplified BSD. But they specifically chose AGPL to do it. I'm slightly sort of not sure about AGPL. I know they still have to release the source, but I think maybe at least the earlier versions. I don't know whether the new version of the license have changed. AGPL, you don't really have to release all the things that are behind the open access. So the content and the processes and operations are open, but the code behind is sort of not totally open. But I'm not sure. I have to read up on it. If either of you know more, throw some light on this.
Normally, if for example you're storing an ontology in a repository, it wouldn't make any difference whether the software of the repository was commercial. I mean, your ontologies are not going to be the IPR of your ontology. Whatever you store is independent of the repository code. The only thing that would
be go ahead.
What might be affected is if you get the software and you decide to make some extensions to it. you modify the software for your, you know, for some special use that you have. Unfortunately, with GPL, that would mean that it's now also under GPL.
Yeah.
Which, you know, would, could be a problem for people in industry. But just using the software without making modifications to it would not affect the ontologies. So, I mean, if we use OntoHub, even if we're still, you know, it'd be under GPL, we could arrange that we kind of decouple the ontologies and even the metadata from the code so that it wouldn't be affected by the air license. So I think that's doable. I don't think there's a problem in it. Incidentally, another reason for asking Kill about the experience of mirroring is that, you know, we would want to basically, you know, not only have documentation on how to install the OOR, but also how to take existing ontologies that might be under a bioportal, like, you know, bioportal repository and or some other repository, and transfer them into this into the new infrastructure. So you know, just sort of move away in general for all of the OR instances from BioPortal to OntoHub. Does that make sense?
It will make sense if it makes sense to the people who will be active on it. If I'm phasing out, then it will make sense if it makes sense to you and Mike and Till and Michael.
Yeah, well, I personally would much rather.
Yeah. Yeah, up to now.
I prefer to phase out. Sorry.
Yeah, up to now we have not sort of built the momentum so that whatever we do makes sense to a huge number of people, a huge number of other people, except for ourselves.
Yeah, well, that's my
point. It doesn't matter. Yeah.
Working with the BioPortal code is really very difficult. I mean, I can really understand why people would be turned off by that experience. It's not particularly easy to do any kind of extensions or any kind of modifications to it. I'd really very much like to work with some other kind of code base.
So maybe,
maybe
the session, next session, we should not spend time fixing BioPortal. We should, I mean, if Till can be with us, we should even cancel the hackathon, make it a session that we specifically discuss this issue. I think that's more important. Strategically more important to OOR than fixing SOCOP OOR.
Yeah, I'll try floating that with Till and see what he says.
Right. Yeah. So another possibility is to cancel the hackathon and five session and use the Tuesday tenant meeting to discuss the what do you call it? The sync OR on OntoHub code.
So I'm talking to Phil and see what he thinks of that.
And so the consensus also would be, unless we feel the need for another meeting after December 10th, otherwise we will pause after that meeting until the ontology summit is over. Is that a consensus?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right, someone is with us.
Talk to you, I have a standing call at 9:30 to 11 on Tuesday, but it ended early, so apologies for sneaking in, right?
So we mainly been discussing what's going to happen at the hackathon next week.
Thanks. Yeah, I won't be able to make that because I have a OMG meeting for Tuesday through Friday.
Right, but I think, can you see the issue here? We have this problem with the SOCOC OOR, and we were talking about maybe making the, working on that issue, the topic of the hackathon. But then we started thinking about longer term issues, and there's definitely a possibility that we could switch from basing OOR on BioPortal code to basing it on the OntoHub code, particularly because that might be useful for several reasons. One is that the OntoHub project is really keen on, you know, being an OOR instance and, you know, working with us, whereas BioPortal has been reluctant to take that route.
Right, and you're saying as well about the difficulty of working with BioPortal. So I'm not a coder, so I'm very much a spectator in these conversations, but what you've been saying makes absolute sense to me, at least.
Yeah, so it's not so much about the code, because actually I think the architecture of the two are pretty similar. But the people, you know, although, you know, Phil has been so busy lately, it's been difficult to talk to him, but they're definitely very keen on you know, having a an OOR API, you know, and they even use our logo.
Right. Good.
So closer integration with their activity would seem like a good thing to do. You know, we haven't found that kind of level of cooperation with the BioPortal people, because they really have a clientele they have to satisfy, and, you know, it doesn't really correspond very much with the goals of the OOR. But I'll have to discuss that with Phil.
So then doing a hackathon based on OntoHub next week would make a lot more sense as well, in terms of the, you know, the sort of productivity of the hackathon and the way it works and so on.
Mm-hmm. Not just next week, but sort of in the longer run, making the OOR effort is sort of OntoHub code based rather than BioPortal code based.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll leave that to Ken and Till to explore these privately for a little bit, and then hopefully we might draw up some conclusions. But anyhow, all the more reason I need a specific indication from you, Ken, as to what's on the agenda for next Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I'll take care of this right away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess that's it. right?
Sounds good.
Yep. Shall we adjourn?
Anything else to add, Mike?
No. Nothing.
Okay, thanks. Good meeting.
Thanks.
Bye.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.